Earlier this year, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny died in an Arctic prison. A few days later, his wife, Yulia Navalnaya, released a video.
Я прошу вас разделить со мной ярость. Ярость, злость, ненависть к тем...
Share my rage, she said. The rage, anger, and hatred toward those who dared to kill our future. With that statement back in February, she transformed from first lady to the face of the Russian opposition. Now, Alexei Navalny's memoir, Patriot, has been published posthumously. So I asked Yulia Navalnaya whether she's taken naturally to her new role leading a movement, or if it's been a difficult transition.
I would prefer to be called first lady of opposition, or even more, the wife of Alexei Navalny. And I felt myself very comfortable and very pleasant in this role. I would prefer it never changed. I don't know. It's difficult for me to answer you still if I feel comfortable or not. It's about that you feel that it's important to do this. So I'm just doing what I believe. And I am doing what I think right.
Can you specify whether you are doing it for him or for your internal moral compass or for your country or what your motivation is for taking this on?
For all these reasons, first of all, for my country, a second, for my children, and of course, for memory of my husband as well.
He describes your views as being more radical than his. Do you agree?
Stop it, stop it. Everybody's asking this question.
Really?
yeah, it's like the most common question.
He's the one who wrote it. Blame your late husband.
Right. I blamed him in it while he was alive, to say the truth. Because it's not just written in the book. He told it several times before. I don't know. I don't understand what he meant. And I think that I was more radical because I discussed politics with him in the kitchen and it was much easier than as we discussed.
You say things in the kitchen that you might not say in a public speech, huh?
Yeah. You know, as you asked me, my role has changed, so I don't think now I'm so radical as I was.
You have
before.
To be more diplomatic now, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, of course.
Tell me about what the goal of the movement is right now, because things in Russia have changed. Any dissent is immediately crushed. When any public demonstrations take place, they are met with imprisonment. So how do you even continue the work, especially from outside of the country?
You're right. It's very difficult. And you're absolutely right mentioned that everybody could be in prison for anything, like for the like in social media or just post in social media. Our organization is doing a lot to bring independent information to people in Russia. We have several very big YouTube channels, and we are meeting with head of states and discuss with them the current situation in Russia. There are still a lot of people in Russia who are against the war, who are against Putin's regime, and they still need a kind of support in any ways. They are living under dictatorship. They understand that they could be imprisoned for anything, any moment. And of course, we need to motivate them and to help in any way we can.
The last question I'd love to ask you. This book includes a collection of photographs, and there is Alexei giving speeches and marching in the streets and debating other politicians. But I want to ask you about one joyous photograph that shows you and him and your two children jumping off the top of a sand dune. Was there ever a scenario where the four of you could have had just a simple life more like that, not about a higher purpose or a struggle against a great power, just focused on fun times with your family?
In my dreams, I, of course, thought that will be retired, sitting around our grandchildren, but life has taken another path, and I know why it happened. I just knew my husband. He was the person who wanted to fight till his last day, and it was very important for him.
Yulia Navalnaya, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Her late husband, Alexei Navalny's memoir is called Patriot.